This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
The unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, here live from the MVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. There's a trend for everything, and that includes foods. Joining me to talk about the latest food trends is Foods and Communication Manager at Expresco, Sarah Walters. Thanks for joining me, Sarah.
Nice to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, how did you get into, like, the food?
The food business?
Yeah, like,
I'm a Prestix Communications team member. Food has always been a love of mine. We're all foodies at heart, and Prestix is really just a brand that I love and can get behind because of the protein in it and the grab-and-go nature, just one of the many food trends that's so popular right now.
Speaking of food trends, how do you think that they start? Because was this a thing, like, 20 years ago or even, like, 10 years ago?
You know, the funny thing is I think it was. You know, you found ads in different foods where it was promoting convenience and flavor, and it seems to be kind of recurring trends, but I think definitely food has become more trendy lately, and a lot of it is based off cultural popularity, but also ingredients in the way of making dishes. So fashion, pop culture, health fads really have a lot to do with how the food trends start.
Yeah, I know on Instagram there's like a whole bunch of stuff for food porn, and I love looking at it myself. How long do you think the average like food trend lasts, though?
I think food trends can last, you know, anywhere from a few months to a couple years to even longer. If you think about pumpkin spice, in the early 2000s, Starbucks came up with pumpkin spice. Granted, it goes back into the 70s, even earlier than that, 1800s when it started, maybe even 1700s. But pumpkin spice really became a food trend in the early 2000s because of Starbucks, and it's still here. So it really just depends on the trend and how popular it is and how many people really grab onto it and really like it. And I think pumpkin spice is like one of those spices that comes out one of those trends that comes out every year and gets people excited for fall. But there are so many other food trends that are happening right now that are so important. Protein, on the go, fermented foods, we've got turmeric and everything. There's so many great food trends going on, and it's hard to tell how long they're going to last.
Turmeric? Isn't that a spice?
It is. It is. Believe it or not, turmeric is really popular for a lot of athletes and, you know, people who have problems with inflammation. It's a really popular spice. It's always been used in Indian dishes a lot, like curry dishes and things like that. But now it's more of a medicinal herb. You can either take it as a pill or you can cook it in seasonal dishes. So the thing about turmeric is it has this anti-inflammatory curcumin. And it helps as a very strong antioxidant. It can help reduce the risk of heart disease. And, you know, it could even, you know, help with cancer prevention. And it really just has these great properties that can, you know, help your brain work better, your body work better. And it's so easy to throw in everything. And people do throw it in everything. That's the trend right now.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure I would like that in everything. Maybe certain food like chicken goes with everything, but I couldn't see it on my pork chops.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, people are putting it in their scrambled eggs. That's an easy one because the color doesn't throw you off very much because it's yellow.
Yeah, that's true.
But and eggs are already yellow. But some people will put it in their rice, in their soups, even on roasted vegetables. And you can even get some benefits by throwing it in your smoothie or even making a tea out of it. It really doesn't have a really strong flavor, but, you know, a little bit of a kick, and it's the health benefit that people are going for.
Now, you spoke about fermentation. Has that been around for a long time?
The fermentation food trend has been around for a little while, and I think a lot of diets talk about fermented food, but definitely becoming popular this year. Those fermented foods have a lot of probiotics. They improve digestive health. And even refrigeration can help preserve some of those biotics as well. A few fermented foods that are very popular are cucumbers and cabbage, which is actually pickles and sauerkraut. They contain more probiotics than their fresh, than the actual cucumber or cabbage. So it seems to be a very popular thing right now, fermented foods.
You know, I watch a lot of YouTube videos. I can't help it. I'm guilty just like everybody else.
I watch Facebook videos. The food ones, yummy.
And one of the things I've been noticing, like, I don't know where it came from, but it was dragon's breath. And it's basically pulled cotton candy. And it's, I think it's from Korea. And it's the craziest thing you'll ever see. It's like, it starts off as a donut, like sugar donut. And then they just keep pulling it and pulling it and twisting and pulling until it looks like little fine hairs. And they call it dragon breath.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. How influential do you think YouTube and social media is to see food trends from other countries?
I think it's extremely influential. I mean, social, and especially with food and Instagram, really has a big pull because everybody's about taking the best food photos or taking the best YouTube videos, right? I think it's extremely influential. Online presence is so important, you know, for food brands and food trends to get things going. I mean, a lot of food trends, you know, are started by chefs who want to create a new concept, or maybe food consultants or food innovators creating like new trends, and then they're hoping that others will follow suit. So if they promote and put things on Facebook and Twitter, but especially, you know, Instagram, so popular with the food photos, I really think it does help push the trends. And part of that we're seeing, you know, as we talked about pumpkin spice earlier, part of that is happening with the pumpkin spice, because I think I've seen on national networks maybe 5 times in the last 2 weeks, something on pumpkin. You know, there's a pumpkin pizza, or, you know, there's pumpkin pasta sauce, all kinds of amazing things that come out of food trends, and they really do spread more when they're in the media like that.
Do you guys go to social media and see what's trending and see if you can kind of incorporate it with the things that you're trying to make?
Yeah, so at ProStix, one of the big things about our product is protein and also the grab-and-go convenience. Protein is so big right now, especially when people are wanting to recover from their workouts or, you know, on-the-go lifestyle, and they really just need that option for a high-protein snack. If you think about a jerky-like snack stick, a lot of people use that, and that's only 6.1 grams of protein, where ProStix has more than 20 grams. So I really think that, you know, by watching these trends, seeing that people are looking for protein, that is such a hot topic right now and really great for recovery in your workouts, but also the grab-and-go trend as lifestyles change, life becomes more chaotic now that school's in session and moving much faster. A lot of people are replacing full meals with snacks such as ProStix in order to still get that demand for healthy, filling snacks where they feel good about it and they're full, as opposed to maybe, you know, grabbing a bag of M&Ms. That's not the best. So, yeah, we look for those trends, too, and protein and grab-and-go, big trends right now that we're continuing to follow and continue to talk about on our social media accounts.
Yeah, I just noticed protein, and I know that's kind of silly to say, but I have, and I started putting whey into everything. But is there, should I be eating maybe some chicken, like from ProStix, versus having the whey protein?
Well, I think all protein is great, but different proteins do different things. And when you're trying to recover from a workout or, you know, have a nice healthy snack that's going to keep you full, ProStix is a good option. It's made with the whole muscle chicken, minimally processed, all natural, no preservatives. So it's fully cooked, ready to eat. The nice thing about it is you don't have to do much for it, right? So if you think about the whey protein, you still have to make a smoothie or you have to do something with it. This is just something you can grab and throw in your lunchbox or grab on your way to the gym, and it makes it really, really easy, and you're getting that whole muscle chicken that's, you know, just a really great minimally processed snack.
When it comes to the grab and go, like what ProStix does, why not just do like a whole dinner? Like, I'm just curious, like why go into the area of a snack when it kind of feels like you're trying to make a meal a little bit? You know, this is like a, because when you think of snacks, you're right, I think of M&Ms. I think of like something fast, but like seeing a meat of chicken, I'm like, this is almost like a dinner or like a lunch, you know, it's my meal.
Well, that's the nice thing about it, because a lot of the trends that are happening right now are the grab and go, but also, you know, trends where people are sticking to snacking. Snacking has been kind of a trend that's going on for the last couple of years, where people are eating every 2 to 3 hours as opposed to big meals. And some of the diets that are out there right now, you need like a protein and a carb, or you need a fruit and a protein. And ProStix makes it really easy to fulfill, you know, your dietary needs, but still have it as a snack and be able to do that 2 to 3 hour snacking as opposed to one big meal. Because if you were to eat a whole meal, which you could do if you went, you know, let's say you go on a boat, in the summertime, or you're with friends and family, you could pack a whole bunch of ProSticks, and then everybody has them that they could eat as a snack or as a meal per se, or maybe waiting for the turkey to cook at Thanksgiving. But yeah, I mean, we just we really look at those trends, and we see that every couple of hours people snacking and they're wanting a little bit more than, you know, the beef jerky stick or say the bag of M&Ms that we were talking about. The M&Ms, as much as they're so delicious, they just don't do you any good, and you're hungry like an hour later. So
hungry an hour later, it's more like a half hour, at least for me.
Yeah, it goes really quickly, but gosh, they are so good.
Yes, right. That's the sin of it. It's you can't stop sometimes. When it comes to snacking, though, because you're right, there are so many weird diets and weird kind of food things where it's every 2 to 3 hours you have to eat. Where did that come from? Was that, that's kind of recent, right?
You know, there was always the idea of 3 square meals and, you know, like 2 snacks a day. And I think what really sparked the snacking every 2 to 3 hours was more of the metabolism aspect of it, you know, keeping your metabolism running all day long, not letting your blood sugar drop, trying to keep an even keel throughout the day, rather than, you know, saying, oh gosh, I have my snack, but I'm starving, and it's like 5 hours later. So it's more of a conscious way of eating, and I think that's what one of the big trends right now is. People are being more conscious, not only of when they're eating, but what they're eating, and that also includes transparency in their food and the type of food that they're eating, such as, you know, non-GMO Project Verified, organic, cage-free, humane, you know, practices. So there's a lot of things that people are looking at just besides, you know, the 3 squares and 2 snacks.
Yeah, a lot more people, I think, including myself, are trying to get away from that processed food. But you can't help it because you can't make every single meal for the day. So you end up having to buy something. And that's what's really nice about your products is that it's actual chicken meat rather than it being like a kind of beef jerky. Because, you know, beef jerky is just going to be full of salt. When it comes to ProSticks, is there anything that we can look for in the future from you guys? Or you guys are just going to stick to the snack and go?
We are doing the grab and go with the ProSticks, but we are developing a new product that also has a dipping sauce in it, currently released in Canada and eventually coming to the U.S. And it'll be an amazing product because, you know, it's the chicken that you've tried that you really like, but then you have a dipping sauce with it as well. So it gives it a little bit more flavor and makes it a little more interesting. But still, in that grab-and-go format, very portable. The kids can take it to, you know, to have after practice and then, you know, fuel up, but still really enjoy what they're eating.
For those listening, where can they get the ProSticks at?
So ProSticks are available nationally at Jewel Osco, Food Lion, Shaw's, and also in NorCal Safeways.
For those listening, where can they find you guys at?
So our website is ExpressCoProSticks.com, and it's ExpressCo, ExpressCo, and ProSticks, P-R-O, and then Sticks, S-T-I-C-K-S. So ExpressCoProSticks.com, and then you can find us on social. Our handle is ProSticks2Go with the number 2.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at MasonVeraPayne.com. That's MasonVeraPayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.